You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and A-Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, their ZDX is the most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Welcome to the Two Robbies podcast. Sometimes these special days, these special moments in football that call for emergency action and the breaking news of the day in a historic day. Friday, August the 27th is one of those days. Some stunning news, a developing story of the last 24 to 48 hours. Cristiano Ronaldo returns to Manchester United. 12 years after he left for world record beater Real Madrid. I'm joined on the podcast, not by Musty, he's away for the weekend, but I'm delighted to say we're joined by a contributor to the show, Danny Higginbottom, who started his career at Manchester United, knows Cristiano Ronaldo, seen him up close and personal, played against him 7 or 8 times and can tell us something about his development and just what stunning events we've had over the last 24 hours, Dan. Can you quite believe where we are with this?
No. I can't remember. It's incredible. It's my brother's birthday today, so we'll be made up that that Ronaldo's gone back to United on this day. But it looks as though he was going back to Manchester, you know, but the blue side, not the red side. And it's just how quickly it happened. I was following it all and everything that was being said, and all of a sudden, you know, you hear Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you hear his press conference, it's very different than Pep Guardiola's, and all of a sudden the tide just started to change. And, you know, then you hear some reliable people coming out and saying he's going to be joining Manchester United. And then before you know it, it's on their media account that he's joined. And it's an incredible signing. I think you look at his ability on the pitch and, you know, he's quite rightly mentioned in one of the greatest ever players ever to play the game. People talk about him being 36, but he's just the way he's taking care of himself, the goals speak for himself, the ability that he still has. You know, he's probably really still at a point where he's 29, 30. And I think the effect that he's going to have on the younger players as well at the club, I look at someone like Ronaldo, to be playing at the level that he's playing at the age that he's at, he lives and breathes football, and he's going to bring that into the dressing room at Manchester United, which is already, you know, a very professional dressing room. He's just going to take that, elevate that up another level as well. And I think it's a great signing, not just on the pitch, but off it as well.
Yeah, it's a good point you make. And I think, you know, back in the day, Manchester United have always had an iconic figure. They've always been in for the biggest players in the world, wherever they are. And in Cantona springs to mind, and then the Beckhams and the Giggs and the Scholes, the Brian Robsons. They've always had those star qualities. So is it a credit to Manchester United and the ownership that they've actually got this done, that they've landed him? That because it's a huge signing, not just for what he brings to the team, but I think to the football club, Dan, it takes it to another level. Manchester United are the biggest football brand out there, and having Cristiano Ronaldo just takes you to another level, just keeps you on people's lips, just keeps you in people's mind. And I think that's hugely important for a club like Manchester United, regardless of what's happening on the pitch. I've always said it's a better Premier League when he's a better Manchester United.
Yeah, 100%. And I think one of the things that we've seen over recent seasons has been that we've heard a lot of talk about players potentially going to Manchester United and then it just falling flat and not happening. And I think if you look at the business that they've done this season, you know, you look at Varane, you look at Sancho and you look at Ronaldo, they've gone out and got the job done. And I think one of the frustrations for United supporters over recent seasons is that to a certain extent they've been left behind with some of the other signings of the top clubs. There's been no real method behind the signings that they've made. Whereas if we look at signings that they have made recently, you obviously take Ronaldo out of that equation, but he's a special player. Majority of the players, younger players, not quite at the peak yet. And there's sort of an identity to the team going forward. And I just think when you sign someone like Ronaldo, I think the effect that he can have on the likes of Rashford, the likes of Greenwood, the likes of Sancho, I think it's going to be a huge effect. The fact that he still has the ability, he's not coming just for a payday. You know, he's a player that wants to still win things. You can see his hunger, even when he was playing last season for Juventus. You know, he's demanding of his teammates. And I think all top clubs have that. You know, Robbie, you've played against the top Manchester United teams, and I did as well myself. And the demands that each of those players puts on their teammates is what drives them on. And I think with someone like Ronaldo, he's going to demand that from his teammates. And that can only be a good thing, because then you're going to have players that are going to be dragged along with him, which is going to be brilliant. Or you're going to have players that are going to be left by the wayside because they haven't got that mentality, I guess, to be in a Premier League fight to actually win the title.
I think it's a really good point, mate. And it's a point made out of Musty and I had this discussion maybe a week or two ago, I think, previewing the season. And he's been quite harsh on Ollie, saying, I'm not sure Ollie's a man who can push this team over the line. You know, the great managers, the Klopps, the Peps, you know, get the job done. Tuchel, we've seen at Chelsea. And they push, they drag a team over the line to get it won. And I said to him, I kind of take what he's saying. I think we've got to wait and get an Ollie team that is good enough to be pushed over the line. And we're starting to get there now. And I'll get your view on that in a minute. But more than that, the point I made, Jan, was, and you've just hit on it, the great Manchester United teams were nasty against each other. Not just nasty against you, the opposition. I've seen arguments going on with players at Manchester United where other players were almost in tears because they weren't doing the job, and they pushed each other along. And it's a really interesting point you make here, because I think the biggest thing Cristiano Ronaldo brings, and the goals will be important, but I don't necessarily think lack of goals will stop United getting where they want to.
I agree.
Mentality. That he won't allow a draw at Southampton last weekend. He will demand that we win that game. He will demand of his group this weekend on Sunday that we go to Wolves and we get 3 points. Because he's won titles, Dan. He's won 7 of them, I think, since he's left. Mm. He's won Champions League. He's won Ballon d'Ors. This guy is a winner. And he hasn't given 2 years to go, oh, I'll come United. We'll win a few games. We'll lose a few games to some lower teams. I don't think he's going to have that. And I think the single biggest thing he brings is a mentality. And you add Varane to that, obviously a serial winner at Real Madrid and for France. And all of a sudden, there's a different makeup to that Man United dressing room.
There is, and I go back to when I was a younger player, and you know, and I trained with the first team for quite a while there. And as a young player, you're a sponge, so you just want to soak everything up. You don't open your mouth, you just listen to the senior players. And the amount of times you would hear the senior players saying that the training sessions were harder than a lot of the games at the weekend. And it was so true because of how they trained. It was absolutely incredible. And you're quite right when you talk about the top managers, the Guardiolas, the Klopps, you know, Ferguson's over the years as well, where they can drag that team over the line. But if you look at Liverpool when they won the Premier League, Klopp was magnificent for them. But they had players that would drag that team over the line. Your Hendersons, your Van Dijk's, your Robertson's.
Milner, another
prime example. And I just feel that that's something that United need to have more of, because there's going to be times when there's a plan in place when they're on the pitch, and maybe Solskjaer can't get his message across to the players. The players have to take it in their own hands. And when you play against the top teams that I played against when I was playing, whether it be United at the time, whether it be City, whether it be Arsenal, there was in-game managers that knew when to change the game and what to do about it. And I just think there's a player like Ronaldo, he has that experience. And it's something that I think it's going to really help the team, because the most bizarre thing about it was that after the great result they had against Leeds United, going to Southampton last week, it was something that I looked at and I thought to myself, it wouldn't surprise me if they drew here. And that a lot of the time is to, well, if plan A doesn't work, what's your plan B? And at times, players have to take that upon themselves to actually go and say, right, okay, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to try and fix it. And I just think Ronaldo, what he brings, I'm not saying he's going to play week in, week out. And I'm not saying, like you've quite rightly said, that he's not necessarily going to be the top goal scorer. United's problem isn't that they lack goals. They score goals. You look at the embarrassment of riches they've got going forward now. Greenwood, Rashford, Sancho, Cavani, Pogba, Fernandes, Ronaldo. It's absolutely incredible. It's just making sure that some of these draws that they've had can be turned into wins. And I think when you have a player like Ronaldo in a game which is looking and you're thinking it's quite a dull game, this is not going their way, he can create something from nothing.
Yeah, I've got to play devil's advocate, Dan, because it's not, you know, a Manchester United loving. Ronaldo's a great signing for the football club, for the league, for the global brand of Manchester United. Let's look at what could be some of the downsides. Could he, and I don't particularly buy into this, but some are suggesting, could he hinder Mason Greenwood's development? could he affect the dressing room? You know, become the big guy and all of a sudden it affects others. Pogba, I know he plays with Bruno, and Bruno had a big say in him coming to the football club. But could he affect, you know, we've seen big players and sometimes in big dressing rooms, and then some of the lesser players can go within themselves, might not be the same. Is there a chance that he could affect, disrupt the dressing room at all? I mean, he's on a ton load of money.
Yeah.
That you know, sometimes a game can have an effect if things aren't going well.
There's always the chance that could happen, but you hope that it's a scenario where, well, what Ibrahimovic did when he came to the club. Yeah. You know, you hope it has that effect. You know, you could see that he was the leader in the dressing room. Mm. You could see when he joined the club that it's a strange one, but like growing up myself, going to watch Manchester United all the time, there was these players that, like your Cantonars, they wore the shirt and it didn't weigh heavy on them. And I just think a player like Ronaldo, he's gonna really enjoy all of that. And I think that the younger players, they will learn from him. He's been at the club before, he's a club legend. And you hope that it goes the other way, which is right, okay, look at what he's done in his career. Look what he's still achieving in his career. Let's jump on board with what he's doing. Because sometimes when you see legacies at football club, quite often it's started by one manager or one player that can just be the finishing piece of the jigsaw. You go back to Cantona when he signed, look what he did for the young players, you know, the class of 92.
Yeah.
It was an absolute godsend what he did for the younger players. You would hope that's going to be the case for Ronaldo. One of the things that I would say when we're talking about the signing of Ronaldo, I still feel that the midfield positions are an area of somewhat concern. You know, you go back to the Southampton game last week and the ball wasn't recycled quick enough. It wasn't moved quick enough. And I just feel
the level is he now.
He's been an incredible player, Robbie. Right. But I look at him. I look at Fred in particular, and good defensive players. But you need those players on the ball going to say, right, you cleared the ball. Well, it's coming straight back at you. And I have no indications. I have nothing. I don't get any information. I know as much as anybody else. But it wouldn't surprise me when I look at that team. If they're not quite finished the business yet, maybe in that central midfield role.
That's interesting. I get your point, and I was doing some notes today about Man United, and I kind of thought the Ronaldo thing is great business, and there's going to be a huge fanfare around him, and I think they're talking about Newcastle possibly in his first game. But you know, I've put a bit of pressure on Ollie now, because all of a sudden, like, he's got to start delivering it. And one of my thoughts was, interesting that you mentioned, I think, about that class of 92 when we talk about Cantona, but there was Robson, there was Steve Bruce, Dennis Irwin, there was good, solid pros around those kids who developed them. I think Ronaldo can be that guy. I think Marcus Rashford can benefit from him, become a more hungry forward. I think Mason Greenwood can learn about the discipline of being a top-class professional week in, week out. Martial, if he stays around the football club, I think Paul Pogba's ability to dominate games on a regular basis, I think people will get that from him. So I don't necessarily see that as much of a problem. When we talk about the team, Dan, and this is where I'm kind of going, when I look at United now, you're probably talking about a defensive midfield player away from going, ready to go, that's it. Now, what I would say is, not every Premier League winning team has always had the greatest players in the greatest position. Sometimes, I was thinking about Leicester. Leicester's back four in the main was Danny Simpson, Wes Morgan, Robert Huth and Christian Fuchs. They won a title.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe a Fred and a McTominay and a Matic between them have got to come up with big numbers, have got to come up with big games. But you can't have the perfect world and plug everything in and have everything right. Sometimes you've got to mould one or two, and some say Wan-Bissaka. To me, Wan-Bissaka's every bit as good a defender as Danny Simpson. On his day as a defender, he's every bit as good as Kyle Walker. He's just got to develop maybe a little bit of his more attacking game. So I kind of think that this Manchester United squad, to me, is now a challenger and should be close. And if it isn't close, if it isn't challenging, Dan, something's gone badly wrong.
I can't disagree with that, Robbie. I think, you know, we've spoken on numerous occasions about the building process at the club, about Solskjaer coming in and then taking the job and, you know, getting players out of the club, changing the mentality, the way they went about things and, you know, the way they their transfer policies, you know, of signing players now that have longevity. So I think Solskjaer will be well away. You know, you're going and getting Varane, who's arguably one of the best centre-backs in world football. You're going and getting Sancho, who potentially could well be one of the best forwards in the world, as in terms of a winger. You're getting Ronaldo, that is still up there and is an iconic player that's going to be, that has been one of the best in the world. So that in itself is going to put pressure on them. One of the things I would say, and this is where it becomes interesting for the opponents, is that if you look at the amount of times that teams will sit deep against United and they give United the width and they say, right, okay, well, sure, if you're going to come forward, Wan-Bissaka, you're going to come forward. We know that you're going to put balls into the box, but unless Cavani's playing, I don't see much of a threat.
Worried.
All of a sudden, that dynamic changes now. Because if you've got Luke Shaw going down the side or Wan-Bissaka, these balls coming into the box that ordinarily would be, you know, food and drink for centre-backs, all of a sudden Ronaldo's around now and has that Ibrahimovic effect as well, where it's like, we've got to be careful now. We might not necessarily want to let them get crosses in. And does that open up another space somewhere else on the pitch? But I agree 100% with what you're saying. The pressure is on Solskjaer now. There's no doubt about that.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As we stand today and everybody was fit in this Manchester United squad, where are you thinking the team? De Gea, Henderson, De Gea for me.
Yes, I think so at the moment. I'd agree, yeah.
Back four, Wan-Bissaka, Varane, Maguire, Shaw, pretty much picks itself, I think.
Yeah.
If fit and in the system, McTominay's my holder because I think he's more athletic, more responsible.
Yeah.
I'm probably going either side of him, Bruno and Pogba, if I'm going that sort of two ahead of one. If I'm going two, I'm probably putting Pogba next to McTominay and putting Bruno in the 10 position. Who takes your two wide positions? Who takes your central position?
I'm off the same page with you with the starting eight.
Yeah, okay.
Now comes a difficult bit. I think at the moment... You have to go Ronaldo through the middle. I think I think you have to go with that. And then I think dependent, and this is what I said when they signed Sancho. Sancho gives real good options because if you play him on the right, he's going to be an out-and-out winger because he keeps more of his width. And we know that Wan-Bissaka's not as attack-minded as Shaw. So he'll have the width and Wan-Bissaka can back him up.
Yeah.
If he plays on the left-hand side, we know that he's going to drift inside and that leaves a space for Shaw. So I think probably at the moment, you're probably going to be looking at Sancho and Greenwood, I would say at the minute.
Is the two wide players?
Yeah, I think.
So if Rashford's fit,
yeah.
Does Rashford come in and say, well, maybe instead of Greenwood?
I think it all depends of the form that players are in because the amount of questions that you get asked, well, if X, Y, and Z go and sign this player, well, where's he going to fit in?
Yeah.
Well, whichever way you want to look at it now, it is a squad game.
Yeah,
what it gives now, whoever's not going to be playing, what United have now, which they haven't had for a number of years, is they have game changers on the bench.
Yeah.
For a long time, you and me could probably sit down together 2 days before a United game and we could name the starting 11.
Yeah.
And I think the beauty of this now, all right, the back four, as you quite rightly said, picks itself. You want the back four to pick itself.
Yeah.
But then going forward, you want that element of surprise. And if you see Sancho, Greenwood or Rashford on the team sheet, first of all, it's like, wow, they're going to create a problem. All right, what side they're going to play on? They're not going to stay on the side they're playing. They're going to drift around. They're going to have that ability. And I remember when Solskjaer first got the job and I said to him, you know, what is your ideal? And one of the things was that he wanted at the time, he wanted to be able to play sort of a 4-3-3, dynamic, pace, turn defence into attack really quickly. Well, I tell you what, he's not far away from that now. Not far away from that at all. The attacking intent that he has at his disposal has to be up there with the best of them. And with that comes pressure. But if you're going to play for a club like Manchester United, not only have you got to be a good player, but you've got to be able to handle it mentally because you're expected to win all the time.
Absolutely. And that depth's going to be important, especially when I think that we're looking at Champions League games. You might have a Premier League sort of forward line and a Champions League line. Cavani could be really important coming in those games. Obviously, Rashford, Greenwood. Martial is still part of the picture. I mean, do you see him possibly being the odd man out, Martial and maybe Dan Jones now? Might they let those two maybe move on?
Yeah, I could see someone like Dan James potentially going, but only on loan. You know, because obviously he's relatively young himself.
Yeah.
You know, he's done okay at certain times, but he's still developing. Martial is... He must frustrate the life out of the management team and the coaching staff because he has
I mean, his performance at Southampton last week kind of summed him up. Just like everything there you want, as you say, everything, Dan.
Yeah.
You know, speed, pace, technique, can finish, can be aggressive. And just looks disinterested to me. Looks like, can't really be bothered today. And you can't win titles with that. That's not Manchester United's way.
No.
Can't be bothered. You don't know what you're going to get. You're hoping, your fingers crossed, it's one of those days. And some days he has them, and he's a brilliant footballer. And other days, you're like scratching your head going, really?
Yeah, the difference between the good and the great is consistency. You know, there'll be certain times where you play against these Manchester United teams, and they're not having the best of days.
Yeah.
But then there was always that player that you'd be like, where did that come from? And that wins in the game. And I think this United team now, it has a number of match winners. And when you look at, I think this is going to be the most exciting title race for a long time. Because I think probably for the first time in a long time, we're probably talking about four teams that can challenge.
Teams who can win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four can win it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think four can win it. I think managers are obviously going to have a big part to play. I think there's been some incredible transfers done as well. And yeah, I just feel that it's not going to be two teams that run away with it. I think you get three quarters into the season, there's still going to be four teams that are like thinking to themselves, you know what, we can do this, we can win it. And it's just going to make for such an exciting season.
What's your gut tell you about where Manchester United can finish, will finish? Can they win the title?
Yes.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah,
they can
win the title. I think they can. Willie is... A little bit of a different thing. The one thing that stops United, and I think we saw it last season at certain times as well, is the consistency. You know, it's sometimes the games that you expect them to potentially draw or lose, they win. The games you expect them to win, they end up losing. You know, look at Crystal Palace last season. I think there was West Brom, there was Sheffield United. Yeah.
They were good against the big boys, weren't they, Jeff?
Yeah.
And then kind of didn't turn up against some of the lower teams.
And the thing is, when they're playing against the bigger clubs, it works perfectly for them because they can play on the counter-attack. They don't have to dominate possession. It's when they have to dominate possession where they can have a little bit of a problem. You look at the game against Leeds United, opening game of the season. What a performance. Leeds United had more possession. And that's what United have got to do. They've got to turn dominance in terms of possession into goals. And if they can do that on a consistent basis, then they'll be challenging. For me at the moment, Chelsea are my favourites. Then you know, it's a mixture of the three then, because they've all got good, bad and indifferent between the three teams below them.
Yeah, games against each other could have a big effect. Somebody who has had a big effect, Cristiano Ronaldo, moving to Manchester United. Just a couple of odds here to PointsBet Sportsbook, our partners who give us odds. Interesting, the Golden Boot top scorer, Romelu Lukaku, is still first at +270. Guess who's jumped in at second? Cristiano Ronaldo at +400 is now second favourite to win the Golden Boot. So the bookies think he'll play, he'll get enough games, and he'll get enough goals. So that's interesting that he's already got himself in second spot. And in terms of the title race, Manchester United is still fourth favourite, and they started the day at +800, but they've gone down now to +550. So there is a shift, as though people are starting to think that there's a lot more value in Manchester United. +550 is a thought that maybe they could lift the title as well. So whether Ronaldo plays enough games, whether he plays a big enough part, I think it's a season, Dan. Again, I'll get your sort of closing thoughts. Yeah. I think it's a season where, on my notes for the weekend, I've put two things have got to happen for Manchester United this year. Progress and silverware. I think he needs the two. I think if there's enough progress without the silverware, it'll be okay. Like, we can see where he's going, a bit Klopp-like when he came to Liverpool, and we go again the next year. But I think if they don't land a bit of silverware, and that might be a domestic cup.
Yeah.
It just needs something for this group and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to prove they've won and start the hunger that's going to grow two titles, two back to Champions League, what United have always known and have always vied for in the past.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you look last season, they came second to Manchester
second
City.
By distance. When
I was going to say, it's second by a distance. So they have to cut that gap. Mm. I think one of the things I look at is Manchester United, are they a better team than last season? Yeah, without doubt. Chelsea are also a better team than last season. Liverpool are a better team than last season. Manchester City, undecided whether they're a better team than last season. I know they've brought Jack Grealish in, and I think he's going to be a star for them, and I think he's going to get better and better and better.
But they've got a great manager, though, haven't they? They've got a manager who knows. So he balances up for maybe a few deficiencies that they might have in numbers.
But what United need the consistency, because if you look at it, they didn't finish in second and that distance behind Manchester City because of their results necessarily against the big clubs.
Yeah.
You know, if I remember right, I think they did the double over Manchester City, I think. If I remember right.
Against the top teams.
Yeah.
They lost six games at home, didn't they? And a lot of them teams who were, you know, should have been bottom half of the table or mid-table. Yeah.
So it's getting that consistency. But I agree with you. It's closing that gap to whoever it is. Mm.
Yeah,
and also a domestic trophy and doing well in the Champions League. And I think that, I think if someone said that to Solskjaer, I think he'd be like, yeah, the pressure is on now. And I think with someone like Solskjaer, people talk about his lack of managerial experience. But people also forget he's dealt with pressure at a club like Manchester United when they were at the top of their game. So he knows what it's all about. He knows that. He knows what's on the line. He's not going in there with his eyes closed this season. He'll be looking at him going, you know what? Got some of the players that I want, but that puts more pressure on me. 100% it does. And, you know, he'll be hoping now that the players he's brought in thrive and are able to cut that gap then between what was second place to get them closer to first. If not, be challenging for the title.
Yeah, absolutely agree, mate. Listen, thanks, Dan, for jumping on this podcast. There was no musto this week, but as ever, it was a pleasure to get you. And Ronaldo's back in the league. Great for Man United. I think great for us all. We'll keep an eye on how that goes over the next few weeks. And we'll be back on Sunday, August the 29th, when our other buddy Tim Howard, another former Manchester United player, sure he's got some views on Ronaldo, and we'll review match week 3. This sees Liverpool take on Chelsea. Big game at Anfield, 12:30 Eastern Time on Big NBC. But for now, I'm Earl, he's Higginbottom. Together, I'm Rob, one Robbie, he's one Danny. Thanks for watching and listening. Be safe, stay healthy. It's good night from me, it's good night from him. Good night.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.